probably one of Arthur's mistakes, or one of Merlin's mistakes, was he had a higher view of mankind than mankind merited in the sense of relative intelligence. That maybe people just simply couldn't see greater good, that people are too busy worrying about their own needs and concerns to be called to some higher purpose. And so he gets back to maybe another problem is possession or having something America's definitely into, and I don't exclude myself. I just try to be better than I could be. I say, well, I could have that, but I won't. I have to say my daughters are much better at it than I am, so I fear I must have been a good parent that they listened to what I said, not what I did. Of course, my mother always said that intelligence skipped a generation, and whenever she kind of jabbed me with that, I said, that's kind of a mean thing to say about your mother. But anyway, having is a problem, possessing, and that maybe there are deep impulses. He says in the bottom of 632, deep impulses in the fabric of society, and that leaders tie into those. And so Arthur is called forth. These ideals are called forth when the impulse in society is correct for those things to emerge. And that leaders simply reflect these impulses, reflect the fabric of society at that time, rather than form the fabric of society. Makes sense to me. Not trying to make this into a social science course, but that's what's in here. We're back to the ants again, not to beat up the ants at the end, but again, we're on 633, up in there he talks about the haves and the have-nots. Remember we read the ants and we had those lists of reasons to have wars? Like who has the food or who has the land, and you know, they have too much land, we don't have enough, so we deserve to have their land, or we have a lot of land, they don't have enough, so they're going to attack us because they want our land. That no matter what, you can justify having war.